This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again at this time on old Dan. Come on, Dan. Let's go. We got to get up. Got to get a getting. Time's a getting. Old Snuffy Smith used to say, time's a wasting. Let's go. And I'm happy to be with you folks at this time. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out on his old faithful horse, Dan. And I'm happy to be with you folks. I wish I could sit down by your side and drink a cup of coffee with you. But before we do that, let me give you my mailing address. Lest I forget, it's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. We bring you this study now, have been for quite a while, on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we're down now to that 23rd verse. We looked in that verse last time. Let's go back and read that 23rd verse on down through a few verses, and then we'll get back into our study. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. We studied that in our last study or two, and we showed you that it was revealed to Moses' parents that he was one of God's elect. He was God's leader, future leader. He was God's chosen individual, and they believed God's word, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Then, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now that's a gracious portion of scripture there from the 23rd verse on down. And let's look back. As seeing him, not because he saw him, but as seeing him. Morning, noon, and night, all the times he was beholding the face of Christ. At all times, the believer beholds the face of our blessed Lord by faith. By faith, we behold his face. And if his face is hid from us, there's only two reasons for it. The main reason is because we've let sin creep into our lives, and that comes by confession, removing it. Oh, my friend. Or he withdraws his face for the time being to make us realize that there is nothing outside of Christ that's worthwhile. Now, my friend, have you found that out, believer, that there's nothing worthwhile in outside of Christ? All the riches, I've been involved in things all my life where I've seen men accumulate wealth and prosperity and all of those things. And that's another thing I just mentioned while in passing. You hear all of these prosperity preachers now, name it and claim it. And all. My friend, all of that's of Satan. The Lord never told us to preach that. No, what did he tell us to preach? Preach the gospel. In season, out of season, with all long suffering. But listen now, listen. Let's look at that 28th verse. Through faith, or by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Now that's what we're going to study at this time. You notice here, we have been here quite a while now, and we just stand with, thus saith the Lord, by faith he kept the Passover, the sprinkling of the blood. Now we could translate it, by faith he instituted the Passover. He instituted the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. The Hebrews of Moses' day were seeking acceptance with God on the grounds of their own doings. Now I want you to listen, pay attention to that. Our Baptist people are doing this same thing today. Many right here in this assembly of ours are seeking acceptance with God on the grounds of their doing. Doing, doing, doing. I've seen folks over the years work their fingers to the bone, attempting to be saved, or what they call it, attempting to stay saved. They suppose they were saved because they were descendants of Abraham. These folks did. And you think you saved, some of you this morning, because you remember First Baptist Church of Algiers, where Pastor L.R. Shelton was the founder and the pastor. We have folks who have gone to seed on that scenario. We have folks who send money here, and they say, use this money to put out Brother Shelton's ministry and his messages. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth, my friend. That's right. And what a travesty. You think that's ground for acceptance, brother? Oh, let me tell you something, my friend. If we confess our sins, Romans 10:9 says, if we confess Jesus with our mouth as Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Isn't that enough, my friend? I believe that. But someone has said, that's not salvation, is it? No, sir. No, sir. That tells us about the Christ. It's the Christ that saved, and that's the trouble with some of you here. Some of you out there in my radio audit. You folks there in radio land. Many of you listening throughout this whole country. And we had a preacher here one night who preached for us long ago, Pastor Shelton told me. And someone asked him, just tell me how God saved you. And I've done that. I've asked visiting preachers that, my friend. Have you ever asked, when you sit in church on Sunday morning, neighbor next door to you, while you got a moment, can you say, well, tell me how the Lord saved you, my friend. Tell me when the Lord saved you, and tell me how the Lord saved you. Would you just do that? You'd be surprised at what the answer you get. This preacher, one of the members here, asked him, tell me how the Lord saved you, brother. And you know what the sum total of his salvation was? My mother was a Christian. I believe I'll go to heaven. Now, my friend, you're not going to get there on that, are you? No, no. No, you're not going to be accepted into heaven on the basis of that truth. It's Christ. It's Christ. It's well and good if your mother was a Christian. But my friend, Christ, it's Christ or hell. Well, it was so in Paul's day. The unconverted Hebrews of Paul's time had been brought up in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is here pressing up on them the fact that salvation is by faith in the crucified, buried, and risen, and exalted Christ. They are to live by faith and to die by faith in Christ. Would you just let that soak in? I often say that, my friend. Let's just don't pass on too quickly. Let's relax just a moment, and let's look back. Are you saved? Are you saved? Has the Lord ever shown you that you need a Savior, my friend? Oh, listen. Many of our folks are riding the fence, so to speak, and they don't know for sure. But listen, trying to get to heaven on their works, and that's so. That narrows it down, doesn't it, my friend? You ask me, Pastor, what's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? Show me what's the matter. You're just a lost sinner and on the road to hell and won't admit it. Well, put your finger on anything in my life that's wrong, they might say, and I don't do that. How many have said to me lately, Pastor, if you see anything wrong in my life, tell me. I said, I don't see anything wrong. You're just a sinner on the road to hell. That's all I can see. Now, so this particular act of Moses by faith manifested his trust in the Lamb that and testified to the value which he placed upon the sprinkled blood. I wish you'd get that, my friend. Faith. By faith he instituted the sprinkling of the blood. Moses set the example that the just shall live by faith. That shuts the sinner up to Christ as the only hope. And I don't know what I'd give this morning if the Holy Spirit, my friend, if the Holy Spirit would just shut up the sinner this morning, shut him up with Christ, shut you up with Christ, just shut you up with him, my friend. Every saint is shut up with the Lord. And listen, 24 hours a day. Aren't you, my friend? We're glad that's so, my friend. And listen, it's grace to know the Lord. Oh, that the Holy Spirit would shut you up at this time. In shutting you up with Christ, he's got to shut you up with your sins. Every sinner is shut up with two things, your sins and with the Lord Jesus Christ. You just shut up with them. Just shut up with them. Moses is teaching us here how we should live. Live by faith. Die by faith. This act of faith climaxed the life of faith that Moses manifested here in Egypt. Through the years he was there, out in the desert, this climaxed it. Before he left the land of Egypt, he instituted the Passover. He first refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Second, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. You see, you relinquish that one thing.